So if all you do is talk about what you have or what you do, you blend in with everybody else. The second lesson is when you talk about why you do what you do, you stand out from everybody else who does what you do. What you do will have more impact, more meaning, more focus, more direction. So instead of saying, I'm a dentist, I could say something like, I believe that when you have your health, you have 1,000 dreams, and when you don't, you have one.
Welcome to the Your Living Brand Live Show. This show is all about how you communicate your value, how you build influence through trust, and recognizing who your audience is and who they are not. Through our weekly conversations with our guests, we will explore different ways to enable you to demonstrate your uniqueness while we ask them, what's your story? And now, welcome our host, Ben Baker.
And welcome to another episode of the Your Living Brand Live Show. It's Ben Baker. And thank you, my wonderful audience, for coming back week after week. You guys are amazing. Thank you for engaging with me on social media. Thank you for your emails. It's ben@yourbrandmarketing.com. Keep telling me what you like. Keep telling me the guests that you'd like to have. And we'll do what we can to make sure that we answer the questions that you have, because that's what it's really all about. This week, I've got another guest for you that came out of some conversation that I had with a friend of mine about Simon Sinek, about the Starts With Why. And Gary and I introduced ourselves to each other, and what he does is absolutely fascinating. So we got Gary Sanchez, who's the founder of the Why Institute, and we're going to talk about finding your why and what it enables you to do. So Gary, welcome to the show.
Ben, thank you. I'm excited to be here. This is going to be fun.
You know what? We've had a couple conversations off air that I've absolutely enjoyed. I love your energy. I love your passion. I love where you came from. So let's talk about this, because you're a recovering dentist. Are you still a dentist, or are you a recovering dentist?
Yes, I retired. And so I'm recovering right now about 6 months ago. And this whole concept of why started for me about 10 years ago as a dentist. When I got out of dental school, then the advice that I was given at that time was build a great product and people will come. So I'm guessing a lot of your audience has probably heard that, right? Go out and do the best job that you can. People will naturally and mysteriously find out about you and your business will take off. Have you ever heard that, Ben?
You know what? There's a movie called Field of Dreams, something like that. And I shake my head every time I see it. It's a fun romp, but I don't buy it.
So that's what I did, though. I spent 20 years building a beautiful facility, all the latest technology, really well-trained team. I trained myself to go to the highest levels you could get to in dentistry. We really did create a great product, but I can tell you that just having a great product was not enough. And my practice kept getting more and more refined and smaller and smaller and smaller. And I found that people didn't want to go out and talk about their teeth. And they didn't want to go to a party and say, hey, look at the nice new crowns Dr. Sanchez made for me. They want someone to say, hey, you got a great smile, and them say, thank you. And so I became very disillusioned with this. And that's when I heard of this concept of why by Simon Sinek. Everybody's heard of that book. They've seen his TED talk and they know about the why, how, and what. And I was one of those people. And so it was the piece that I felt that I was missing and I just didn't have. And so I became obsessed, Ben, with discovering my why. I said, that's what I need. I have to know my why, because that concept that he came up with is really awesome. Why, how, what? That's awesome. But what do you do with it if you don't know your why? How valuable is that if you don't know your why? So I called Simon and I said, Simon, I need you to help me discover my why. And back then, this was 10 years ago, he said, you know, that's not really what I do, but let's see what we can come up with. So he and I spent about 8 months together going back through my life, looking for clues. Finally figured out my why. And my why, Ben, is to find a better way and then share it. That is what my life has always been about, finding better ways to do things and then sharing them with the world. So I've got lots of patents and products and inventions that are all better ways of doing things. I invented a chair for people that, in fact, I'm sitting in it right now, a chair for people that sit all the time called the health chair that forms itself to you instead of you forming yourself to it. Lots of other things I could talk about, but my life has always been about finding better ways. And so since that's the case, well, then I took what I learned from Simon, which is our why, and I applied it to the messaging and the marketing and the branding of our dental practice. I practice with my brother, and we went from just getting by to having abundance. So this is 10 years ago. We went from 4 to 6 new patients a month to 35 to 45 new patients a month. And in our practice, a new patient is worth about $6,000 with the type of dentistry that we do. And so had a huge impact for us. Most fun, most satisfaction, most revenue, most everything. It was just great. Abundance is way more fun than just getting by. And so as a result, then I started getting people, other dentists calling me and saying, how did you do that? Can you help me do that? And so I had to figure out the processes and the systems for what I actually did and then be able to teach them to other dentists. So I would sit down with somebody. Since my why is to find a better way, I found a better way to do it than what Simon was doing. So instead of taking 6 or 8 or 10 months, I could help someone discover their why in about an hour. So I'd sit down with you, Ben, and ask you a series of questions to have you tell me stories. We would look for clues. I would be able to figure out your why with you. And then I would help you build your messaging, your marketing, your branding, your culture, all based on your why, so that it was authentic to you and you would attract the right new customers or clients or patients because of that. So I started doing that with dentists, and then I started getting calls from lawyers and from chiropractors and from financial companies. And then the businesses started getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And now I've done this with over 60,000 people and over 500 companies, helping them get clear on who are they, how do you articulate your message, how do you build your brand based on your why so that it's real and authentic. So that was the quick version. And you would never think that a dentist would do that. And I wouldn't think I would either, but that's just kind of how it all played out. I didn't want to do this. I didn't start it to start another company. It just kind of happened that way.
Well, it's interesting because you get into your why of how, you know, to find a better way. And you started that. It says, okay, we're going to make our dental practice the best it can be. And it's that build it and they will come mentality. And the problem with build it and they will come mentality is you're building it because you think it's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
And most people don't check to find out if other people think it's a good idea. And that's the challenge of most business owners, most entrepreneurs, most inventors, is they sit there and say, a 12-slice toaster. I love it. I think it's great. It's the greatest thing. I've got 7 kids. A 12-slice toaster is the best thing in the world. The problem is there a market for it? Are there other people who need it? Do other people have the same pain point that you do? And are other people going to see it in the same way that you do? So I think that finding your why is so important because that enables you to understand, what do I do? Why do I do it? Who do I do it for? Why do these people care? And how can I make their lives better? Mm-hmm. And I think that that's an interesting thing. So I'd love to get into that. It's just like, where do we go from here? Once you understand your why, once you understand this is what I was put on the earth to do, this is what my reason for being is, this is my jam, this is what I'm really good at, this is my superpower. Now, how do I put this in such a way that this particular audience, who I can help and I know needs my help, gets it and I'm able to help them? So how do you help people take them to that next level? Because that's where the real secret sauce is. It's not just knowing yourself, it's knowing your audience and being able to turn that from an idea to cash.
Well, here are two of the most important lessons that I learned in that journey. The first one is, when you talk about what you do or what you have or what you're selling, you blend in with everybody else who does what you do or has what you have. So if I go to a party and I say, hey, I'm a dentist, I say, oh, great. You know, what comes to your mind right away?
Check.
Right? Dentists or I don't, whatever comes to your mind.
I'm out of here.
I'm out of here. I don't want to talk about teeth. And then you blend in with everybody else who does what you do. So I have 20 years of the highest level of education you can get to and expertise. And I just say, well, yeah, I'm a dentist. And I'll hear somebody say, yeah, you know, my nephew's a dentist too. In fact, he just got out of dental school. He's just like you are. And I'm like, oh, yeah, well, not really. So if all you do is talk about what you have or what you do, you blend in with everybody else. The second lesson is when you talk about why you do what you do, you stand out from everybody else who does what you do. What you do will have more impact, more meaning, more focus, more direction. So instead of saying I'm a dentist, I could say something like, I believe that when you have your health, you have 1,000 dreams. And when you don't, you have one. And now we're having a completely different conversation because I'm talking about why I do what I do. So at our practice, we believe that when you have great teeth, you'll have a better life. In fact, you can't have a really good life if you with bad teeth. And so the conversations are completely different when you talk about what you believe. And your why is what you believe. That's how you articulate it. So if the only thing you get out of today's conversation is talking about what you believe versus what you have, that in itself will separate you from everybody else. Because here's what makes a great client, Ben, is if they believe what you believe, then you're the right person for them and they're the right client for you, right? But if you don't even know what you believe, if you can't articulate that, how will you attract the person that believes what you believe if they don't even know what it is? So your message has to talk about what you believe. Let me give you another example. When Apple launched the iPad 3, it was the most successful launch in history. They made $2.5 billion in a weekend. They started their launch video by not talking about what they had, but about what they believed. They said, "We believe that technology is at its best when it's invisible, when you're only conscious of what you're doing and not the device you're doing it on." And then they went to tell you how they developed that. And lastly, they said, "This is our tablet PC called an iPad." So if you believe what they believe, that technology is at its best when it's invisible, this is the right product for you. If you don't believe it, that's okay too. And then you aren't their customer, and that's good. So either way, it's a win. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. It's taking it beyond the product or the service that you provide and sitting there saying, how do I enable you to succeed? How do I enable you to reach your goals, your passions, fulfill your needs, alleviate your fears, build on your passions? And if we can do that, if we can show people how we, first of all, understand them, we need to understand the people and we need to care about the people that we're talking to and be able to sit there and say, I believe what you believe, or we believe something that's similar. And there's a reason to have a conversation so we can move forward together. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yes. They'll say, tell me more, tell me more. And that's what you're looking for because you know they're now interested. Instead of you forcing something or force feeding them, they're now wanting you to talk to them about that. Totally different types of conversation. Just for your audience, let me continue a little bit further in my story just so that they know where we ended up and where we are right now. Because as I mentioned, I started helping other people discover their why and then use it in their business or in their personal life or whatever direction they were trying to go. But in doing that, I also became obsessed with helping other people discover their why. And so I started doing this for anybody who would let me. So if you were sitting next to me on an airplane, Ben, you were going to get your why discovered. If you remember what I do, if you're sitting in my dental chair waiting to get numb, you're going to get your why discovered. And so I did this thousands of times as a dentist, as a very busy dentist now. I spent 10,000 hours doing why discoveries for free for anybody that would let me. And as I did that, I started to notice patterns and trends and similarities. And I figured out that there's only 9 different whys. And that was the most important thing that I discovered. Because once I saw that there were 9 whys, then I could help you discover your why in about 15 minutes. Then I could train and coach other professionals on how to do the same thing. And then I started getting lots of data. And with that data, I was able to develop the algorithm and write the software where you can now go online and discover your why in about 5 minutes. Now, there's about 1,500 possible question options, but you'll only have to answer about 10 to 15 questions to discover your why. And it's super accurate, very easy to use. Somebody from age 10 on could discover their why. So that would be the very first step. My vision, Ben, now that I know and I've seen what I've seen, is if someone's listening to this, and if you're trying to figure out who you are, the very first step you take is discovering your why. And then all the rest will make so much more sense to you. All those other assessments that are really, really good and really valuable, DISC, Myers-Briggs, Colby, StrengthFinders, they're great assessments, but those are how you take action and not why you take action. So once you know your why, all the rest makes sense. So the question you were asking at the beginning, Ben, was, now I know my why. So what? What do you do with it?
Exactly. Right? What's the next step?
What's the next step? So there's two, like a fork right there. The first one is, do you know what you want to do with your life, or do you not know what you want to do with your life? If you know what you want to do with your life and you're already doing it, then I can show you how to take your why and use it to build your messaging, your marketing, your branding, your culture, all based on your why, so that it's real and it's authentic and it's exactly what you've been trying to say or wanting to say, so that you attract the right people to you. If you don't know what you want to do with your life, if you're listening to this right now and you say, you know, I feel kind of lost. I just don't feel like I'm in the right space. I don't know that what I'm doing is what I should be doing. Well, here's the secret. If what you choose to do with your life is in line with your why, you will have passion for what you do. That is where passion comes from. And passion is the fuel that gives you the energy to pursue your dreams. Without passion, you don't have energy and you run out of juice and you give up. But with passion, you can go through almost anything. So if what you do is in line with why you do what you do, you will have passion for what you do. That's where you fit. That's the direction you should go. That's where you're going to love it. That's what's going to be in your lane. That's when you're going to love every minute of what you're doing. So that's kind of where that fork comes. Does that make sense, Ben?
It does, because it's very interesting, because we're looking at two very diverse groups of people. There are people, you're right, that are either in business or they're in their life and they're at a stage of their life where they get who they are. They get either themselves or their company, who their customers are, what they do, why they do it. And then they have to sit there and realize you need to articulate it, not only consistently, but in the language that your audience gets. Because you need to sit there and say, okay, if I'm speaking to engineers, I'm going to speak in a completely different way than if I'm speaking to dentists or to lawyers or to 85-year-old grandmothers. And we need to be able to sit there and keep the why consistent, but be able to take that particular why and be able to communicate it in language and meaning and actions that resonate with the audience that we're trying to attract, because that's how we get them to get it. Because if we only speak in one tongue, if we only speak in the language that's in between our ears, we'll understand it, but the vast majority of the people that we're trying to articulate to just won't get it. Is that what you're trying to say?
Very much so. Can we use you as an example?
Absolutely. Okay. I'm an open book.
So Ben took the why discovery, and his why came up as mastery. And mastery is the most rare why, and it is a very fascinating why. And people with the why of mastery love diving in deep, knowing the details, knowing the nuances. They're very much about nuances. And so when you think about that, Ben, how does that fit you? Talk about an area of your life where you would dive in deep and you know a lot about it.
Hi, everyone. Do you want to be your best customer's vendor of choice? Do you want to cement relationships with them, add real value, and gain insights that your competitors just can't get? Go to podcasthostforhire.com. That's podcasthostforhire.com. And let's work together to make you the value vendor of choice. One of the things that I know a lot about is podcasting. It's something that I do all the time. I not only run this podcast, I run a variety of different podcasts, but I also make sure that I'm on 50 other podcasts a year of different levels of podcasters, from well-known and famous podcasters down to raw individuals that are just starting off in the industry, because I want to find out, how do other people run their podcast? What kind of questions do they ask? What's their cadence like? How long do they have their podcast? What kind of research do they do on me? What is their intake like? What type of things are they asking me for? Oh, wait a second here. That was a really neat form I like that form. Maybe I'll incorporate that moving forward. So it enables me to sit there and say, okay, how do we create the nuts and bolts and the processes to make my podcast better? Because my attitude is I've been podcasting for 4.5, 5 years now. I believe over 270 episodes. And you know what? It's only getting better. If you look at where I was 5 years ago versus where I am today, it's night and day in terms of my interview style, the level of guests that I have, my production quality, everything is up. And guess what? In another 270 episodes, I'll look back and I'll be embarrassed by these ones because I'll be at a completely different level. And I look at this as there is no finish line. This is a continually learning thing, and it's enabled me to create a course on podcasting at yoursuccessfulpodcast.com/launch. It has enabled me to lecture on podcasting. It enables me to be on focus groups on podcasting. And what I do is I'm always out there talking to different podcasters to sit there and say, so what are you doing that I'm not doing? Let's talk about mics. Let's talk about lighting. Let's talk about cadence. Let's talk about voice. Let's talk about different techniques, different things that are happening in the industry. So I can always find out something new. It's a continual conversation and I'll never run out of subjects. And so I don't consider myself an expert, but I'm always learning.
Let's talk about that for a minute, because how many people listening to this do you think are going to be on 50 podcasts for the purpose of finding out what those other 50 people are doing? Probably 2%.
Maybe.
Very, very few people will do that. And that's the essence. So now if Ben starts his podcast episodes by talking about what he believes, I believe it's the nuances. I believe it's the small things. I believe it's the little tips and tricks that are going to make the big difference, that are going to push you over the finish line. And so I search out those nuances and I bring them to my audience so they can make those big strides and get where they want to go. Okay, now we're having a different conversation than I host a podcast, right?
Absolutely.
Because that's what you believe. And that's why I would choose you as somebody that I want to listen to because of what you believe, not because you have a podcast. I can find a podcast anywhere.
There's 2 million of them.
2 million. But the reason I would choose you is because of your why. And the better able you are to articulate that, the more the right person is going to be listening to you that will appreciate and value that about you. Because somebody who wants it just simple, give me the basics, they're going to not like you. And that's okay.
Absolutely. And there's way more people in this world that will have never heard my name, never know who I am, no idea of what I do than there is. If I have 0.1% of the world population that actually knows who I am and knows what I do and cares about me, I've done pretty well in my life. And I'm okay with that. I don't need to be 50 million downloads every single week because that's not who I am. That's not what I'm doing this show for. I'm doing this show for 200 people that really care about elevating their game and making their businesses better and are looking for tips every single week in order to be able to be a better version of themselves. Those 200 people will tell 200 people, which will tell 200 people, which will tell 200 people. And my podcast grows episode after episode after episode. But in the end, it's focusing on individuals and sitting there going, how do I help them? And let them bring people like them to the table. And those people become my tribe. And those are the people that I can care about. And those are the people that can care about me. And those are the people that I can help.
Another benefit of knowing your why is it helps you to understand who it is you're looking for. So you're not looking for everybody. You're looking for those people that are looking for mastery, that are looking to do it at a higher level, that are looking to up their game, looking for the nuances, looking for the details, those little things that other people don't notice, the little things that you've picked up from being on 50 shows a year. Those are your ideal client. So you're looking for people that are looking for mastery.
Exactly.
And so as you're able to articulate that, it allows your audience to raise their hand and say, yeah, that is me. In fact, I know four other people just like me that would love this. So you'll teach them how to talk about you. And then they can sell for you. Other than wondering, why does he do that? If you don't tell them what you believe, then you leave it up to hope. I hope I say enough things that they get who I am. Versus just telling them, and then your podcast is proof of what it is you believe. Does that make sense?
Of course, because your story builds champions. Because they get internal hooks, they become emotionally involved. They sit there and realize that you are speaking to them, and therefore you matter to them. And they matter to you.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, they're going to turn around and tell people like them. It's a Seth Godin. People like us do things like this.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can find the people like you who do the things that you do, or you can relate to the people and understand what they do and help them do it better, they're going to want to be part of your tribe, and they're going to want you as part of their tribe. And then all of a sudden, they become advocates for your brand without you having to spend hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, on advertising to be able to get people that all they're interested in is a cheaper price. All of a sudden, now you have people that understand your why, you understand their why, you understand where they're going, what their hopes, wants, needs, fears, and desires are, and you can help them achieve their goals. And all of a sudden, price doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of a sudden, you have proven that you care about them and you want to help them become the best version of themselves.
Mm-hmm. So for the audience, let's take this a little bit deeper. And I want to talk to you for a second about brain biology. And so I only want to talk about two parts of the brain, the outer part of the brain called the neocortex and the inner part of the brain called the limbic brain. If you're at a place where you can draw, if you just do a big circle with a smaller circle inside of it, the outer part of that would be the neocortex. The inner part would be the limbic brain. So the neocortex is responsible for rational and analytical thought and language. What that means is that it can understand lots of data, facts, figures, and features, but it doesn't drive behavior. Decision-making doesn't happen at the level of the neocortex. So what that means is you can tell somebody all the facts, figures, and features of your product or your service or your cause, and they'll look at you and they'll say, yeah, Ben, I understand what you're saying, but let me think about it, right? And then when you connect to somebody at the level of the limbic brain, the inner part of the brain, that's the part of the brain that's responsible for feelings like loyalty and trust. 100% of decision-making happens at the level of the limbic brain, but it doesn't have the capacity for language. So it doesn't know why it feels right. It just knows that it feels right. And so when you think about this, Ben, have you ever bought something you didn't need?
Every time I go into Costco.
Yes.
I mean, that's what Costco is designed for. It's designed for the limbic brain, where the stuff is just sitting there going, I want that. It's not I need that. It's I want that.
That's exactly. So why did you buy it, right? Because it felt?
It felt good. It was one of those things where you're going, did I really need another set of screwdrivers? No, but they were sitting in a cool package. There was that one driver that was part of 30 that I was going, I don't have one of those. Oh, wait a second. That's not a bad price. Okay. Yeah, I can. And all of a sudden it's in my cart. You know, we all have that emotional response.
So you buy it because it feels right, because it connected with you at the limbic level, and then you justify it on the way home with the neocortex. Well, it was in the right packaging and all the things that you just said. So when you want someone to buy your product, join your cause, buy your service, you have to first connect to them at the level of the limbic brain, and then they'll justify it with the neocortex. How you do that is by starting with your why. How you do that is by talking about what you believe, not what you have. If you start with what you have, you connect to the neocortex and they understand you, but they don't make a decision. If you start with the limbic brain and they believe what you believe, now they've made that decision and then they'll justify it with the neocortex like we were just talking about. That's why it's so critical to start with your why first. But in order to do that, you have to know what your why is. And you have to know what it is you believe. What you believe comes from your why. So discover your why, figure out what you believe, talk about that instead of what you have, and you will connect to way more people, the right people, and you'll move forward faster and have a much bigger impact.
So let's take this to a salesman's point of view. All right. You understand your why. You understand what you do, what you do. When you're having the conversation, 95 to 98% of salespeople go straight for the features and benefits.
Mm-hmm.
How do you teach salespeople to move beyond sales and benefits and first understand what are the emotional, this is what I'm understanding from the limbic point of view, what are the emotional triggers that are going to cause somebody to either say yes or they're going to say no?
Great question. So it depends on how far you want to take this, because this is what I do. I don't talk to anybody on the phone or anywhere, you included, until I know their why. Because what am I going to say? I'm going to talk in my language. So here's a way to think about your why. Your why is the language you speak. And so if your why is mastery and my why is better way, and I talk to you in my, let's just switch that. Let's say you speak Spanish, I speak English. All I do is talk to you, Ben, in English. What are the odds you're going to understand what I'm saying?
¿Qué? No hable.
No, exactly. So until I speak Spanish, then you understand me. So if I now know that your why is mastery and I speak to you in the language that you want to hear, we have a completely different conversation. And since I know your why is mastery, I not only know the language you speak, but I know the gifts that you have, but I also know the challenges that you face. And so I can speak to those things about whatever it is that we're talking about, whatever the product or the service or the cause is. Let me give you an example. I was having a beer with a friend of mine and his buddy joined us. And I had met the guy briefly one time. And he says to me, "Hey, Gary, have you told Matt about this why thing you do?" And I said, "No, we haven't really talked about it." I said, "You know what, Matt, instead of me telling you about it, let me just give you the why discovery. Go ahead and discover your why. Go sit in the corner over there, discover your why. It'll take you about 5 minutes and then come back and we'll have a great conversation about it." So he does it. He goes, sits down, comes back. And his why turned out to be trust, right? Relationships based upon trust. So I said, "You know, Matt, here are some of the great things about that why. You know, you're the trusted source. You're the one people can count on. If they can trust you and you can trust them, the sky is the limit. And here are some of the challenges that come with that why. You know, if someone were to break your trust or maybe tell you a half truth, that can ruin the relationship." And I see him really nodding. And I said, "Is that something like that going on with you right now?" It turns out he's the commander of the base here, of the Air Force base. I didn't know that. He's the commander here. And he said, "Yeah, you know, that just happened to me today. One of my subordinates was in a car wreck on base and he told me it was a little fender bender. And then the colonel of the guy that he hit came to me and says, what are we going to do about these two?" And I said, "What do you mean?" And he goes, "You don't know that was road rage? Your guy ran him off into a wall?" He's like, "No, I didn't hear that." So he didn't tell him the whole truth. And now he can never trust this guy again. And he said, "You know this why? I need to have this at the Air Force." And so he hired me to come and work with all the servicemen. And so I know now how to speak his language. I know the challenges that he's facing and I know what's going on in his world. So I know how I can best help him.
So a great salesperson might give this out as a gift to 50 or 100 of their top clients. A is a conversation starter. B is a way to add value. And C, you know, for selfish reasons, to better understand their clients. So it's a win-win, but it's a matter of couching it in such a way as says, "Here, I just took this. I really found it insightful. Love to give this to you for free and get your feedback on it because I think it's going to help you help your people dramatically." So it's a matter of how you position it, because if you do it in such a way that they see it as a win for them, you're going to benefit in the long run.
And it will be. They can even say something as simple as, "I bet you've seen that Simon Sinek video or book on Start With Why. Well, this guy's actually figured out how to do it. You want to discover your why? I did it, and here's my why. I'd love to have a conversation with you about it." And then, boom, they're off. Now he knows exactly how to talk to him. They know how to communicate. He knows things that will interest him. It just deepens the relationship. And this goes also with your significant other or your spouse. Once you know their why, all those crazy things that they do that kind of irritate you, you'll understand them from a different perspective. You'll see why they're doing those things. Here's a question that when I speak at events, I'll start by, let me ask you a question. Why do you do what you do? I say, no, seriously, think about that for a minute. Why do you do what you do? And why don't other people just do things the way you think they should do it? Why do you have energy for some things and others you don't? Why do you connect quickly with some people and you don't? Why do you react the way that you react? Why do you make the decisions that you make? Because all of those things come from your why. And once you know it, it just makes so much more sense for you. Your life will make so much more sense to you when you know your why. So if you're looking for self-awareness, the first step in performing at the highest level, at peak performance, is self-awareness. Who am I? And the very first step in self-awareness is knowing your why. So this is where you begin. So for the listeners, if you're wanting to build your brand, if you're wanting to know how to tell your story, if you're wanting to move forward faster, if you're wanting to have a bigger impact, if you're wanting clarity, go discover your why. It'd be the best thing that you could do. It'll put it all in the right space for you. And then your how and what come after that. We call that your why operating system.
And I want to leave it there. But before I let you go, there's two questions I ask you. One, I know you were going to give everybody a 50% coupon to be able to do the Why Institute. Do you remember that coupon or do I need to put that in the show notes?
So you'll go to whyinstitute.com and you'll click on the link to discover your why and just use Ben Baker. Ben Baker.
We'll make sure that that's there. So you go to Why Institute, you go to discover your why and use the code Ben Baker. And we'll put that at the top of the show notes. So everybody's going to have that link at the top of the show notes. So if you go to the yourlivingbrand.live show for Gary, you'll see all of that there, but we'll make sure that it gets listed and everything. So the Why Institute, go to discover your why, use the coupon code Ben Baker, you'll get it. The last question I ask everybody, and this is the question I ask when you leave a meeting and you get your car and you drive away. What's the one thing you want people to think about you when you're not in the room?
Good question.
One of my favorites.
I would say, how the heck did he do that? Because I feel like I have found a better way. My why being a better way. A better way for people to understand themselves. A better way for people to connect with each other. A better way to build your brand, tell your story. I guess no, what I would like them to think about me is he really did find a better way. That's why I'm here. And when I feel appreciation for finding a better way, there's not much better than that. That's kind of my ceiling right there. And I think that is another thing that your why, when someone compliments you based on your why, that's when things feel the best. When you, Ben, are complimented, man, that little detail that you shared with me. In fact, you did share one with me. In fact, that's why it took us so long to get here, because I had to buy a microphone because of you. For those of you listening, he was listening to one of my podcasts and he said, you know what? If you use this other microphone, it sure would sound a lot better. I said, okay, well, then I'm not going to be on your podcast until I get that mic. And now I'm using it today. So that little tip that you gave me is going to serve me for the rest of my podcasting career. And so I thank you for that. And how does that feel to you?
You know what? That's a pretty exciting thing for me is that little things make other people's lives better. And that to me is my reason for being. If I can help people be better, if I can give insights to people, if I can make them better versions of themselves, then that's an incredible thing.
By showing them the nuances and the details that you have researched and spent the time to figure out, when they use it and they get results, that's you living your why. That's why it feels so good. And so when people say to me, man, that was a better way, love it. I absolutely love it. In my dental practice, just to finish with, I wrote Christmas cards to all of my team members, thanking them based on their why. after Christmas when we came back, they said, you know what? You couldn't have said anything better to me. That feels the best to me. And so that's why it's so critical to know somebody's why. You'll know exactly how to talk to them. You'll know how to compliment them. You'll know what they're looking for. You'll know what really does drive them and really makes them feel good. So hopefully when I leave and when people listen to this podcast, I'll say, you know what? That guy did find a better way.
Well, thanks for continually looking for another way and a better way. Gary, thanks for being a great guest on the show. And thanks for all your wisdom and insights.
Thank you, Ben. I look forward to staying in touch.
This has been the Your Living Brand Live Show. I want to thank you for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the show at yourlivingbrand.live and share your favorite episodes with colleagues and friends. At Your Brand Marketing, we help companies engage, retain, and grow their most valuable assets, their employees. If you're tired of losing great staff and want to retain your best employees, build brand champions and leaders at any level. Contact us for a 30-minute consultation at yourbrandmarketing.com. That's www.yourbrandmarketing.com. Thank you again for listening and sharing. Tune in next week when we ask another guest, what's your story?